Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. B. Mitch and Finley on a Victory Monday presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOSCareers.com. Well, Brian Mitchell, when we spoke last week, immediately following Washington's win over the Bucks, you said, hey, it's a good win. I got to see that more. I got to see that effort. Mm-hmm. I got to see that consistently.
Yep.
Two in a row.
And you know what? I need to see it again.
I figured
okay?
that much.
And, but the thing of it is this, okay? It wasn't two in a row. Nothing to hang your hat on at this point.
It's not.
You should be thrilled. Ron Rivera, basically what I said last week was nothing that the coach didn't say after the game. He said, you tested yourself against Goliath. You showed what you're capable of. Okay? He said, but don't get too full of yourself. I mean, I know people like to just automatically skip over the rest of the season, but we have seven games left, and you're going to have to play at a high level. So my mindset is only this. When you show me what you're capable of, I expect to see it more often than not. I don't think that's a bad thing.
That's fine. And there's all sorts of time for discussion going forward. And you're right. I think defensively they've played well now for a month, maybe five games in a row. Mm-hmm. It's only clicked all three phases the last two games. Offensively, yeah. They played well. Taylor Heinicke has protected the ball. Taylor Heinicke has played well.
He did.
They've ran the ball really well. The offensive line is absolutely mashing people. They went for 190 on the ground yesterday, and I think if Gibson doesn't fumble, that total's probably up over 200.
He got to stop fumbling.
Certainly.
Okay, so, I mean, we can sit up here and say, well, we won. We don't have to talk about that. No, he drops the ball too damn much. He got to stop that. But ultimately, all in all, it was a very good game. But the more you see, the more you expect. I'm very different than most people where they see it and then they just automatically assume everything is good now. No. You got to keep pushing. Keep fighting. And all I want to see is that level of, like I said, I'm not saying they got to win out because it's impossible. We look at it right now. The good teams look like they're bad teams. A lot of teams are playing differently. I think the approach of this season, a lot of people are looking at, oh, we got that long stretch down the end. So they don't mind this guy that has a nick to hold him out. But ultimately, I want to see that level of effort and passion week in and week out. That's all you ask for. And if you see that when someone loses a game and they're giving you their best, you still can be satisfied.
To that point,
I would like to believe early on, they weren't giving that same effort.
Whether it was effort or just complete misunderstanding of what they were supposed to do. I mean, we haven't seen jailbreaks in a month, and that's huge. Now, did Rodgers make plays against them? Sure. Mm-hmm. Did Brady make plays against them? Sure. Did Newton make plays? Yes. Yeah. Those guys are really good. Good offenses, good quarterbacks are going to make plays, but it's very, very different than that Saints game where nobody jumps on a Hail Mary and there's dudes running deep,
30
yards.
Asinine to say that there was no effort on that play?
No, okay. Sure. But so, I think the other major botch in the Saints game going back, I don't think it was an effort thing. I think it was just guys had no idea where they were supposed to be.
But see, that's the thing about me, man. I mean, we sit up here and we start pushing these narratives. Why the hell does it take us 7 weeks to learn what we got to do and other teams do it in 1 week?
That's
where I you lose me when you start saying, well, you know, guys didn't know. Why the hell didn't they know where to go?
It's unacceptable, for sure.
So, therefore, if they don't know where to go for 7-8 weeks, that's an issue for me. But what I saw yesterday and I saw last week is what that's all I asked for. I asked for you to come out there and play your ass off. Give me everything you got. And guess what? I applaud that type of thing. The win or not doesn't make a difference. It's the effort you give, because if you're not giving that level of effort, you're not going to win games. So that's where I come from with it. It's just that, you know, I see all these people now that are going back. Well, so-and-so said this. I like a lot of the comments. He didn't lie about nothing. Steve Smith came on here last week. He didn't lie about a damn thing he said.
No.
But Washington won the game. And you know what? Cool. Now, this is how Brian Mitchell thinks they're supposed to beat Seattle. See, I don't think anymore like, oh, man, they are supposed to beat Seattle. That's where the mindset starts going. Don't show what you can't keep doing. So when you show it, expectations change. See what I'm saying? So if people are now not expecting this team to play at a certain level, then you ain't being truthful to yourself.
Cody, what's the lines looking like for Seattle next week?
Washington is plus +1.
Man, and I heard that was moving already. That seems weird, and we got plenty of time to look at that. For me, yesterday, the defense played well. They didn't generate any turnovers. They didn't get a sack until the last play of the game. But I think they did enough, especially early on. The way the Panthers went down the field on that first drive, they just
it was
McCaffrey, it was Newton, it was orchestrated. They looked fantastic. After that, they really slowed them down, and I think the defense kind of settled in. I think the emotions in that place, being there, the emotions were running super high.
You can feel that on the TV. But Ron Rivera at the end of the game, he said, we caught them at the right time. We caught them when this Cam didn't understand, have a full understanding of the offense. And he's right. But guess what? That's pro football.
Right.
If you decide to go with the guy that doesn't understand the offense, that's on you, Matt Rhule, Brady. Okay? But the whole thing about it, that coach of the Washington football team understands. He didn't even understand the offense, and you saw what he did. So, therefore, you have to say, I took from that, we got one, but we got to keep improving. We ain't there yet.
For sure.
And I hope the people that like to just automatically suck throwing these damn parades understand we got a lot more to do to be where we want to be.
Certainly. I think, to be where you want to be, we can talk about who we think the best team in football is.
I don't think anybody can say who the best team in football is right now.
Sure, but I mean, they're not even close to.
It is confusing now.
I just think on a super base level, if you look at their games earlier this season, it was often embarrassing, and they looked like a complete clown show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you fall to 2-6 in Denver, and your offense just completely incapable, or go back to the Green Bay game when Heineke's falling before the goal line when he has a real chance to score. Or, I mean, the low point might have been that halftime Hail Mary against the Saints. There were serious low points. Yeah. And at that point, people are like, oh, I think they're going to go 4-13, 3-14. I don't see another win on the schedule. If nothing else, at least they've flipped that conversation. They're playing. Since the bye week, they're playing good team football. They're playing complimentary football. The offense is helping the defense. The defense is playing well. You have competent kicking. You have competent special teams play. DeAndre Carter's giving them something in the return game.
Yep.
I think winning two
in a row. Himself out yesterday.
What's that?
I said, I thought he had knocked himself out yesterday, but dude, he slammed it in there.
Bro. Yeah, I saw that. He's tough, man.
Ooh, but Lord.
I think after the Tampa game, was a little bit of fool's gold, right? Tom throws two first quarter interceptions for the first time in almost a decade. They're down a bunch of players. I think the Tampa game, if fans are really being honest, Washington came out and played really well, and they deserve credit. But Tampa also probably played their C-plus game. They weren't very good.
They played their C-plus game, but it wasn't just because they played a C-plus game. I think Washington's defense helped that happen.
I totally agree.
And so when I look at the whole aspect of it is, I don't think it's fool's gold. I think it's the NFL. And the NFL is about controlling emotions, okay? Emotions, if you're a bad team, that you don't let it snowball and you begin to be an awful team. Is emotions, controlling emotions when you're a very good team, you don't start looking past teams to where you're playing up and down to the competition. When Tampa rolled in here, I have to believe Tampa believed that they were going to run
totally.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay? And then all of a sudden, when you look, now we're in the third quarter, late in the third quarter, damn, they're still winning. So the pressure jumps on the better team. Then you get in the fourth quarter, and this team goes on one of these historical drives to where you don't get a chance. It happens. Then you come back, and yes, you come back this week, and you're playing against a team where Cam Newton has come in. I saw somebody say, well, the national media was disrespecting Washington. I don't think they disrespected Washington. I just think that that's how people push it. I think they were going to promote the fact that Cam was going back there, and I think Washington was getting a lot of credit based off how they played against our Tampa Bay. But ultimately, a little bit of that Cam excitement wore off after a while.
Right.
And then all of a sudden,
the emotion was so high early.
You saw so much. You saw that instead of, and I blame the coaches of the Carolina Panthers. Instead of trying to run your offense with the talent you've been having all week, they fell into the Cam hype, you know? And the whole thing about it, yeah, he had his little touchdown. I thought the one that he threw earlier, he probably would have ran in if he didn't throw that one. But I would have kept feeding number 22.
Totally.
But when
At one point,
I'm like, okay, you want to play stupid
ball? He finished with 10 carries for 60 yards, for 59 yards.
He would have had 25, 30 if it was me. But, you know, the thing of it is people get caught up in these waves. And that's the whole thing. And,
Here is what I wanted to say.
I was impressed with the effort, though.
Totally. The effort, absolutely. But the Tampa game was the NFL, where kind of crazy things happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't view yesterday's game as that at all. They were on the road in a very juiced up, energetic environment.
Mm-hmm.
They took the Panthers' best shot.
But see,
still able to overcome
that is
it. And that is really impressive.
That is the NFL, where you're riding on emotion. Okay, like Mike Tyson stated, everybody is ready until they get punched in the damn mouth. So they got punched back, and they went down, they did their thing, then they got punched in the mouth, and they say, oh, Lord, they're not going to just lay over, or they're going to roll over and play there for us. Washington came out and matched them. So that's the NFL, where you got to take somebody's best sometime and come back with a haymaker. And I think that's how that game went.
Totally.
But down the strip,
it felt like a prize fight.
Yeah, they didn't make many mistakes.
When this quarterback doesn't make mistakes,
they win games.
They have a chance to win every game they're in.
So, and as I stated from the beginning, I've stated all year, if people would listen to what I say instead of how I say it, they would understand. Effort, consistent, is all I ask for. And now that you show me you're capable of doing it 2 weeks in a row, I expect to see it again. So when people win, you don't start lowering the expectations, you raise them.
I think the expectation has to be the same level of effort, attitude, preparation, and execution. I think, to me, the execution is what has really changed. We talked a lot about that Panthers defense, right?
Yeah.
About how good they were. I think they were smart yesterday. I think Scott Turner called a really smart game. The Panthers had the number one pass defense in the NFL. Heinicke only threw 22 passes.
Yeah. And I saw that.
And was highly accurate.
That right there is best. When he's throwing anywhere from 20 to about, right, tops 30, that's when this team is most effective. When he creeps above 30, that's when the team is not most effective.
I mean, you have that balance, right?
Yeah.
And look at time of possession. They won that again handily. They're not squeaking it out. They held the ball 35 minutes to almost 36 minutes to Carolina's 24. And Christian McCaffrey was the best player on the field yesterday on both teams. keep him on the sideline.
Yeah.
Then you have a weapon like Terry McLaurin, who I thought Ron Rivera.
He is the ultimate player on that squad, because when things are thrown up, he goes and make plays. And that's the whole thing about it. Like, a lot of times, some of those passes are ill-advised, to be honest with you. But Terry, when you're throwing it to Terry, it's not ill-advised. He's going to fight for it.
And that's what
a lot of receivers won't.
But the elite receivers want,
yeah,
give me a chance. You know, they'll say it's not 50-50 when it comes to me. And I think Ron Rivera said it after the game about McLaurin, that he's the real deal because he can do the big things, but he also does the dirty work also.
Yeah.
And I think that's who he is as a player.
When he talked with you, a little bit of an interview, and we talked to you last night, what I love,
we're going to run that later.
What I love so much about him is he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He's not the one, like, when they're losing, that he expects you to give him praise. No, when he's not doing well and they're not winning, he understands what's coming. And he always talks about going into practice and improving himself. When he wins, he still talks about having to improve himself. A lot of those dudes on that squad, even older than him, can learn a little bit about that. Attacking everybody outside, because when you win a little bit, doesn't make you better than what you were. And when you sit there and you're losing, you can't be, if you wasn't attacking them when you won that one game, you wouldn't have to worry about them telling you the 100% truth about yourself when you lose a lot of them.
There's one play in particular I want to discuss. I think the game kind of hinged on it, but it we did this last week. I want to go around the room real quick. When did you know Washington was going to win that game?
When Cam got sacked at the end?
At the very end.
Yeah.
I think that's entirely fair. Landville, what was yours?
I thought they were going to win the game when Heineke converted that fourth down where he was kind of like running to the left and threw back to the right against Bates. But I also, after Gibson ran out of bounds, I was 100% positive they were losing.
About you, Cotto?
Football IQ got to go.
Cody claims it was halftime.
You already know it was halftime. Tie game. They were dominating the game.
Did you tweet about it?
I did tweet about it. And they were getting the ball to start the second half, and they scored a touchdown on that
what
one.
What did his tweet say?
We've already established Cody lies about this.
Did his tweet say, Washington might win this game if this happens?
Nope. I said they will win.
We might have to get the Twitter detectives on it. Oh, look, I just searched Twitter for Cody Betts, and he doesn't exist because somebody's not smart and won't just change his Twitter handle to Cody Betts.
It's taken. I've told you that.
Cody Betts, dollar sign. But the S is put dollar signs.
I don't think you can put dollar sign in your handle name.
Yes, you can. Why can't you?
I don't think Twitter allows that type of character.
Try it.
I will.
Again, they went on good, long drives yesterday. The way this offensive line is playing, this whole line is playing better than they have in a long, long time. Listen, people are calling in. We haven't even given out the phone number yet. We're going to let everybody call. I want to talk more about that fourth down play Landville talked about. It's Victory Monday, man. We got plenty to discuss. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could have whatever you like. Wherever Washington players go tonight, this should be what the bartender or the waitress says. You can have whatever you like. You want 3 steaks, Charles Leno? Here's 4. 4 tomahawk ribeyes. Terry McLaurin, you want a big plate of spaghetti?
Not yet. That's too much right now.
You like spaghetti and Oreo milkshakes? Have 2 of them.
Too much right now. Got to do more than that.
You're allowed to have 1 night. It's Victory Monday.
Yeah. Not no damn 4 tomahawk steaks.
No. Charles Leno's a big man. I bet he can handle it.
A little too soon for that. Let's pump the brakes just a little.
Victory Monday presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOS Careers. Here's what I know. When I get to Dudley's tonight for Victory Monday, I'm going to be like, I'm going to have a pizza and some tater tots and some chicken wings. You know what they're going to say? You could have whatever you like. B. Mitch, you know who the luckiest dude in the world is?
Who's that?
Right now? Who? LeBron James. Because there is an NFL Sunday yesterday, and that's all anybody's going to talk about. And he absolutely punched that guy in the eye on purpose, and it was an incredibly cheap shot. But you know what we're going to talk about? Football. Landfill, the play that stood out for you is the play that stood out for me. That Taylor Heinicke scramble to John Bates, just a really, really impressive play. What? There are some things that Heinicke does that are debatable, but his mobility is absolutely an asset. Yesterday, Ron was kind of back and forth between Riverboat being aggressive on fourth downs and then at times being a little timid. I think there was a punt in that game where he brought Tressway out to punt, where I think the big kid, the guy with this beard that's all jacked up kicker, let him try a 56-yarder. That dude, I watched him in warmups. He hits bombs. Yeah. Like Phil Mickelson on the golf course.
I just think Ron has to keep people guessing, and I think he did a good job at it. Once you do something, we all want you to take a chance every time. And just like he said once before, if I do it, people are going to praise it. If I don't, they're going to don't bash me. So if it, those times when he's aggressive don't work, our whole narrative changes.
Certainly.
So I understand he goes back and forth sometimes, and, you know, like, we've seen what Sly has done.
He is stabilized, for sure.
He's been stabilized, but he has a knack of going on runs, too. And Ron was with him before, so he understands a little bit of that 56 when you try to hit it a little harder. You know, you try to hit that little driver a little harder and you push it or pull it. Same deal.
Sure.
So, he takes care of his guys while still trying to be Riverboat.
Sure. I think that's totally true. Yeah. And, I mean, so I saw Steve Smith Saturday night in mm-hmm. Charlotte just for a minute and went over. And he and I have met before, but he has no idea who I am, especially, like, in a restaurant context. And I went over and said, what's up? And I was like, hey, you know, he was sitting with some other dudes that I knew. And I was like, you know, I'm with B. Mitch on the radio. Appreciate you coming on and doing that interview. And Steve, that got his attention. He looked up. He's like, man, people still talking to me about that interview. And nothing that was said was incorrect. I think Steve's looking big picture, and the Washington football team has had problems before. But if you look at Rivera's era, last year they got hot in the second half, started playing way better football. This year it appears they're doing the same thing. And what I always say, I've been saying this on the podcast for years, is that like an NFL season is a living, breathing organism. It changes and evolves over the course of four, what will now become 5 months. And I think we're seeing it evolving for Washington, and it's also important to realize who else it's evolving for. And now that you have a third wild card spot, it's going to keep teams involved much longer. I mean, Brian, the Eagles are playing some damn good football.
Yeah.
They are running the snot out of the ball.
Yep.
The Niners, Cody's Niners, two in a row, and they are just running the hell out of the football. Mm-hmm. What's Washington doing so much better lately? Running the hell out of the football, not turning it
what
over.
What does Brian Mitchell always talks about?
Running the hell out of the football.
And we get so caught up in just throwing the football. If you can run the football effectively and you have just above average passing game, you can win a lot of damn football games. Because you throw that pressure on the other sideline when you run it, throw some passes, run it. Oh, just took 8 minutes off the clock. The other team, I got to score quick. And if they just become a pass-only team, that gives that throws advantage to your side. But we get to points sometimes where we want to go out there and act as if we are the greatest show on turf, throwing the ball every damn time. That's not going to do it for you.
So Washington has now played the NFC South. It's done. It's in the books. Lanville was the first to point this out to me yesterday.
3-1.
3-1. Only loss was to the Saints. And that was probably the low point of Washington's season, I would argue. Last week you dismissed this. This week it carries a little more juice. Washington's the only NFL team undefeated in November. It's a non sequitur. It's just a little nugget out there, but it matters.
It matters at the end of November. It doesn't matter in the middle or the beginning of November.
Sure.
It's just, you know, I think different than you and then a lot of other people, because people like to, they get a win and then they jump to the, oh, we're here. No, I take it one game at a time, basically.
Certainly. And the one thing that I think is important is to look at what else is going on around them. Eagles are hot. Niners are hot. Saints lost yesterday, correct?
Yeah.
Look at the elite teams in the NFC. Packers lost. Cowboys lost.
You know what? The thing that troubles me, and somebody said this now earlier.
If I had to look at what I think, so you've got four division winners and then the second place team in the West, right? Uh-huh. Which I think will be the Rams still. I think the Vikings, Niners, Eagles are all ahead of Washington, but I got Washington ahead of all the rest of these teams.
See, a lot of people, I forgot who it was that called in there, they said that Dallas went out, because when these other teams, these top teams start losing too, it jumbles things up a lot. It jumbles it up a lot, and it makes it tougher. Like, I looked at it yesterday where you have the top four, and then you got three more. We're sitting in the seventh spot at this point.
Not quite, but close. We're hoping.
No. You're not listening. You got the top four.
Right.
Then after those top four, you got three people that are so we're in the seventh spot from the top four.
Oh, okay,
that's what
sure.
I'm saying. So
that sounds
so
right.
You have to, and you look at the fact, like you just stated, some teams in front of us are still winning. One team in front of us we beat yesterday. And it's depending on how they go forward. If you have a tie record with them, you beat them out.
What's going to be damn interesting, Washington still has two games against Philly.
Yeah, and Dallas.
And Dallas. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, hell, who knows what happens tonight? Bucks, Giants. I'm excited to watch that game. But I think teams that were hot in October doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be hot in December. And that's just life in the NFL. What I would love in Washington, and this, I mean, this hasn't happened since 99 is the last time I would say this legitimately, is just a team to be good over the course of the season. Not get hot late, because that's what Washington does. They get hot late,
yeah.
They get in.
I'm with you on that.
I mean, even the best team in the last decade was RG3, and they won the last seven. But I think, weren't they 3-6 before they ran off that seven-game win streak? Because they finished 10-6.
Yeah.
Like, you'd love what we've seen. Now, yesterday they got down early. They got down 7-0. But they were never down in a big hole. They were never down two scores, I don't believe.
Yeah, but 7-0 is nothing.
Right. But what we've seen with Washington is that how much better it is when they play with a lead or from about even, because they're able to maintain their run game and everything they want to do. It's similar to that in a season. If you don't fall into a 2-6 hole, it's not as imperative to win out or win a month's worth of games.
Yeah.
I go back and look at that Broncos game. That Broncos game was incredibly winnable. Yep. If you just win that one, you're 5-5 right now. It looks entirely different. You're not a game behind the Vikings and the Niners. And
in
the
other
Eagles.
Words, you're just saying that you would expect them to start off faster, which makes things a lot easier as you go on. Instead of starting off slow, and in a sense, it sounds like, oh, we don't worry about early in the season. You know, we'll get better later. But you have to be damn near perfect down the stretch, which I don't like. I don't like it because it's stressful as hell watching games when you got to be perfect down the stretch.
Stressful as hell. There is, I got a text from a buddy that knows some things. This is kind of interesting, Brian. Tell me if you buy this.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy says there's a swing coming in the NFL because everyone has built defenses to stop passing, to stop quarterbacks, to stop, you know, spread offenses and all this. And if a team is committed to running the ball, you've got smaller players out there, and you can just get downhill and start mauling dudes.
Well, I would say
might be a little too general.
Everybody has built their teams to pass and to be more of a spread offense. So I don't buy it, because the success that the Tennessee Titans have had running the football, the success that even the Baltimore Ravens have had running the football, you don't see a lot of teams copying off of it.
When the Niners got to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, that was because they ran the hell out of the ball.
And still, people came out. Tom went down to Tampa, and they got receivers and tight ends to come.
Right.
Every time you see Andy Reid signing somebody out there, and what's going on? They're getting receivers. What you saw happen down in the Rams, they're getting receivers. No. They're not going back to that because the league has decided that they want to make the running back not count.
But you look at the Pats running the hell out of the ball.
But the Patriots have run the ball forever.
Right.
They have never been a team. What the Patriots do, if you suck at pass defense, they will throw the ball 50, 60 times on you. If you suck at run defense, they're running 50, 60 times. That is the one team over the last 15 to 20 years that does exactly what the team can't do well. The other team can't do well. They're going to just try to run it down your throat, and you have to respect that.
Going to open up these phone lines. Juke, Dre, Mike, Rob, we're taking you guys. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. When they beat Tampa, we asked, start of something, or is this an outlier? Now they've put two in a row. They've started something. What?
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it? Let us know. Next, 106.7 The Fan. Bibich Finley, Victory Monday, presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Washington football team, they didn't show it early, but they showed it in the last couple weeks. Playing with heart makes a big old difference.
Mm-hmm.
Big old difference. Listen, 4-6, they're not world beaters. I'm not expecting a parade down Pennsylvania Avenue this season. But it does give Ron, when Ron talks about he sees the progress, even in the losses, kind of see it now. The play of that game to me was obviously the sack to end it. But Heinicke pulled a rabbit out of a hat when he found John Bates on that fourth down. Credit to John Bates for making a good catch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear from some of these folks on the phones. Let's go to Juke. Juke, what up, man?
JP, B. Mitch, you know what time it is. Got to hit the victory ritual, hit the Ric Flair.
Woo!
Well done, man. Well done.
Hey, man, listen. The reason I was mad because I ain't get enough chance to do that victory ritual, so I hope for a lot more in the future. And I think us as fans, we was getting mad because, like, look, if we've been playing at this level since the beginning of the year, I would say we would have at least another 2 to 3 wins under our belt. I'm counting the Saints, the Falcons and the Chargers game. We'd be sitting there looking neck and neck with the Cowboys.
Duke, right they now. Won the Falcons game.
But it is.
You mean the Broncos, you mean?
No, I'm counting the Falcons. If we was playing at this level right now,
they beat the Falcons.
Could have beat the Falcons.
They beat them.
Oh, you know what? I'm tripping. I'm sorry. It's Monday. It's Monday.
Hey, it's Victory Monday. You're allowed to enjoy yourself.
How much drinking did you do after the game?
Hey, man, I was drinking all the Heineken I could.
Thank you for the call, Jube. Appreciate right, starting it off with a woo. That was funny. I tried to let him off the hook. I was like, dude, you mean the Broncos, right? He's like, nah, the Falcons. let's go to Dre. All day Dre. Dre, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
I'm doing well, Brian. Jade the Batman Finley. How you guys doing, man? Victory Monday.
Good, man. How you doing?
JP, I call you Batman because I swear to God, every time I listen to the show, I'm listening, you're talking, and then, poof, you just disappear on me. I'm like, where'd he go? You disappear so much listening. I feel like I'm the Commissioner Gordon when I listen to your show sometimes. I think the team is going to go the same way Heinicke goes. And
I'm going to pause you real quick, Andre. When the hell do I disappear?
Often.
Dude, I'm listening to the show. Maybe you go for an interview. You go for a press conference.
That happens once a week.
The music is playing like all the time. And then Brian Mitchell has to come on last second. Is like, where did JP go? So
that's a fair point. Andre is right about
that.
Right.
It happens once a week.
It happens four to five times a show.
In a few shows, you disappear. When you're out there, you may not be able to come back.
We're just like sitting here. I guess so JP's gone now.
Thank you for that name, Batman.
All right, Dre. Go ahead, dude.
I would say this.
I don't think that's true.
I think the team goes where Heinicke goes. Heinicke goes. I think I called a couple of weeks ago and I said, you know, this team was poo-poo. This team is done. I don't want him to go on a winning streak. And I thought because the team was really bad. But little did I know that, you know, the Joe Rio was like Scotty in Star Trek. You know, I'm giving it all he can. You know, I thought he was giving everything he can for the defense, but apparently he had some more tricks up his sleeve. So I'm curious as to, you know, where those tricks were 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. As far as Heinicke is concerned, I mean, listen, I think there's a big difference between that playoff game against the Bucks and what happened against that Green Bay game, those possible touchdown runs. I think Heinicke against the Bucks, he was playing for his career, and in this game against the Green Bay Packers, he looked like, over the last couple of games, he looked like he was paying for a contract. And I think now he's like, you know what, if I play for my career, You know, and I give it everything I got. I don't leave anything on the field. I don't leave anything. I don't have any regrets. Then I think the team is going to do well. I think the team is going to continue winning. Now, JP, I do have one hypothetical. Brian, you don't do hypotheticals well. You poo-poo them all the time. But, JP, if the team continues to win and somehow they go on a winning streak and somehow win a playoff game, my biggest fear is that they're going to Kirk Cousins, Heineke, and let's see more. Do you just go ahead and sign him for, not big-time money, but do you sign him and say he's our quarterback, or do you still try to draft somebody and make, you know, still try to draft a franchise quarterback?
Thank you for the call, Dre. We're going to get into that later in the show. I think it's worth a big conversation around Heineke's future. They've got him under contract for another year, and I don't know that you need to worry about a contract right now. Should he play this way for the remaining seven games, then maybe you try to get that done. But not to be B. Mitch on this one, I think you got to wait a little bit. I do want to talk about perception of Heineke versus the reality of Heineke, because I don't think those are congruent. I just saw this tweet from Nick Ackridge, who I think covers Washington for Pro Football Focus. Taylor Heineke on third and fourth down the last 2 weeks, 21 of 25 for 247, two TDs. No interceptions. It's pretty damn good. He's a volatile player because there have also been bad games. So you gotta try to remind yourself of that, not to get out of the moment, but you gotta look at the whole picture. A lot of folks want to talk Heineke. We're gonna do a whole Heineke conversation next. I'm gonna get Rob in D.C. real quick because he wants to talk about Antonio Gibson. Robbie, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing? What's up, T?
What's up, brother?
my comment is, I mean, the defense made adjustments the last couple of weeks. They playing pretty well. You got Cam Curl back where he was in his natural position. It's no coincidence that he's making plays now. My thing I would like to see, instead of having, and we know AG got a fumbling problem, but my thing be, Mitch, this man was a hell of a wide receiver at Memphis, man. And I tell you, they used to split him wide. He's so elusive and so strong, they used to throw him a lot of hitches. And it's like,
and he'd get house called.
He had them little corners.
Yeah.
He had them little corners on him, and he would just break tackles all game long. So my thing, put 81 on him, Brian, because he reminds me of Anquan Boldin. I think he would be that type of receiver. And let McKissick and Jared Patterson run the ball. Put AG out there on that wide receiver thing, and I think they have something there. I think they should get at a try. Because the guy's phenomenal. He having trouble with fumbling that ball running through that traffic. But put him out in that space, put 81 on him, 82, and let him go. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
I hear that a lot, and I watch him. And I think him playing receiver in college is totally different than playing receiver in the league.
Corners are a lot better.
Well, in college, he ran a lot of hitches, a lot of screens, a lot of jet sweeps. You got to run the route tree at this level. And I work with two damn good receivers on the weekends, and they both agree he has to become a little bit more fluid at the hip and be able to become a dancer to be able to play receiver this league, because if you can't get in and out of breaks like you're supposed to against these cornerbacks, ain't going to work. So, he just got to hold on to the ball. That's the whole thing about it. When you're going through as soon as he got the ball, he went in one hand and the guy knocked it out. When you're going through traffic, two hands. Just bring one more hand on it. Sometimes as a running back, you got to sacrifice yards to make sure you maintain control of the football. Bobby Jackson, ball security means job security.
Ball security means job security.
And you saw after he fumbled how long he sat before they let him back in the game.
So smart.
So it's not just people saying this. The coaches were pissed off too.
How about this? Talk about Gibson, talk about Heineke. Washington's defense allowed only two third down conversions yesterday.
Yeah.
When we return, we're taking your calls. We're talking Taylor Heineke. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.